Well, today we're visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2024 at Exira EHK High School. We've got four students we want to visit with today, and we're going to begin with
Haley Snyder.
Haley, introduce us to your family.
I'm the daughter of Alicia and Kyle Peterson. I have four siblings. I'm the oldest of all, and I have a cute little corgi. Her name's Penny.
Okay. I was going to ask who's your favorite, but I think Penny's going to win that race.
It's close tie.
Okay, very good. Tell us about the classes that you took. What did you enjoy here at Exira EHK?
I took quite a variety of classes. I tried to challenge myself. One of my favorites was definitely anatomy and physiology. It really taught me a lot, especially with the career and field I want to go into. It was really nice to get to know more about it.
Okay, very good. So you didn't shy away from the tough stuff?
No, not really. I kind of threw myself under the bus there.
Okay. What about teachers? Any teachers that you're going to look back on as being very impactful in your journey?
Definitely Mrs. Schreary. She's always very energetic, bubbly. She taught her material very well, helped me understand. I could always go to her if I needed help, whether it was with homework or just anything in general, and she'll always be one that I hope to hold near and dear.
Kind of one of the blessings of being in a smaller school district is sometimes you do get that one-on-one attention.
Yeah, it was really nice, and we had a really small class, or not a really small class, but a decently sized class, and it was really nice.
Okay, very good. What about extracurricular activities for you?
Well, I kind of tried quite a few things, kind of found out sports weren't for me. I did basketball and volleyball my freshman year, and, you know, it was fun, but just not for me. I did a lot of volunteering through our Leo leadership and our student council, and I did speech and a lot of plays and musical theaters and stuff like that.
What are your favorites?
Definitely Clue was one of my favorites. It's a play we did this November. And then I would say That's not How I Remember It. We did that last spring in April. Definitely really fun, and the cast was super fun to work with, too.
Okay. Do you enjoy accomplishments like that, where you're working with a larger group?
I really do, and it really helps you with your confidence, because being able to go out in front of a big crowd, it really kind of puts you in the spotlight and kind of helps you get over your fears right there and then.
Well, a lot of pressure, too. You got to learn your lines and stuff, too, because everyone else is.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
It always is. Very good. Let's talk the future. Where are you going to be this fall?
This fall, I'll be in DMAC up in Ankeny, and I plan to go into nursing. And then hopefully from there out, I'll transfer to the University of Iowa to get my BSN or Iowa State.
Okay. Is nursing something you've always targeted?
Actually, no. I kind of have gone back and forth in the medical field, but then I kind of thought about going into teaching. But overall, nursing was just something that really spoke to me and I felt like I belonged in.
Is there a person or an event or something that kind of cued you into that career choice?
I have a lot of family members. My aunts, I have a couple that are nurses and one's a chiropractor. So I've kind of been exposed to that area for quite a while.
Okay. Any specific type of nurse?
I really want to work in physical therapy and maybe in the NICU or a labor nurse.
Okay, very good. Well, you have a plan then. Give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know before they start high school?
Try everything. Even if you don't think you'll like it, just try it. I promise you it's not that bad. No one's going to make fun of you and laugh at you, at least for that long. And if they remember it, that's on them, not on you.
Even if sports aren't for you. Right?
Yeah, even if they're not for you, just try it. You'll still have fun.
All right, very good. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you.
All right, very good. And who's next?
Emily Bricker.
Okay. Emily, introduce us to your family.
My mother and father are John and Nikki Bricker, and I have one younger sister. Her name's Lily, and I have my two cats, Sir Duncan III and Whiskers.
Okay, that's very detailed. Let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
I took a variety of classes, from your arts to your hard academics. One of the little hidden classes that I really loved was chemistry, because I didn't think I'd like it as much as I did. But we had a small class environment, so we got to really dive deep into the curriculum, as well as try things that I never thought were part of chemistry.
Yeah, sometimes students just take the easy road, but you know, you never get challenged, and sometimes you feel like you're wasting your time.
Yeah, and I think a lot of kids do that, because we had the majority of our class go into one route, while about maybe six of us did the other, and I think it really pays off, because in the end, we gained more from having a small class environment with harder curriculum than we did within a big class environment where you're going to forget everything.
Very much so. Talk about teachers. Who inspired you?
Probably one of the teachers that I'm going to remember the most is Mr. Baggett, simply because we've kind of bounced around with English teachers, and he's helped develop my communication skills as well as my writing skills, and just kind of overall has taught me a lot of what I need to be prepared for in the future.
I realize you don't have anything to compare it with, but the small school experience like this, do you think it paid off for you?
I think it did. I got a lot of outside of school experiences with larger groups and larger communities, so I think I got a good dose of both. However, it was kind of nice to have this small, tight-knit group of friends and opportunities through the friends and the community, and it's just always really nice to have the community and the school intertwined into one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people kind of keep pushing you in the right direction, I suppose. Talk a little bit about extracurricular activities for you.
I'm in a whole bunch of extracurriculars, from 4-H to Leo. I do dance, I'm in speech, and I do all the theater stuff here at the school, which is really fun.
That's a lot. How do you stay organized?
I don't. Okay. I just go day by day and hope.
Do you have a favorite among all those things?
I really like speech and theater, simply just because they're fun. And the kids that I've met through those activities will forever be close to my heart. And it was just amazing people that have pushed me to be the best me.
Very good. What about the future? Where will you be this fall?
I'll be up at the University of Northern Iowa.
Okay. And why did you choose UNI?
UNI was the best school for my major, which I'm going for Communication Sciences and Disorders, Speech Pathology. And there were very few schools that offered that major. And out of all of them, the program at UNI was the best.
Okay. What do you want to do with that then? What career path are you taking?
I'm going to go for speech pathology, but I think I'm going to go into the medical field. So that would be helping stroke victims swallow. I could go to the educational field, which would help little kids with lisps and speech impediments, but all very, very cool stuff.
Okay, very good. You have some variety there too, some choices. Talk to those eighth graders. What should they know before they get started with high school in the fall?
Be kind. There are so many people out there that I never thought I would get along with or enjoy, but that little effort to be kind is way easier and pays off way more than starting drama and avoiding people. And at the end of the day, nobody cares what you like, nobody cares what you do. As long as you have fun and be you, just people will like you and you'll have fun.
Very good. Good advice. Thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have?
Hannah Nelson.
Okay. Hannah, introduce us to your family.
I am the daughter of Jeff and Marie Nelson, and I have 5 siblings, 4 older and 1 younger. So.
Okay, so you're stuck in the middle there.
Yes.
Very good. Talk about teachers for you. What teachers did you like?
My favorite was probably Mrs. Boyson. We always have just gotten along together, and she's just the teacher I go to if I have any problems.
Okay. Classes, what coursework did you enjoy?
My favorite was also probably chemistry, just because it was such a small group and we got to do a lot of fun experiments in there.
So, you know, chemistry, in my experience, was not the easiest of classes. Did you like to be challenged?
Yes, I have taken a lot of harder classes, and chemistry was just one because Mrs. Schweri, she was a very good teacher, and I just liked all of the curriculum.
Okay. What else kept you busy in high school?
I was involved with volleyball, basketball, softball. I did track for a year, speech for a year, and then I was also involved in Leo Club, Student Council, and National Honor Society.
You know, you guys all seem to be very involved in a lot of different things. Is there a certain amount of pressure when you're in a smaller school that if everybody doesn't, you know, jump in and do these things that, you know, there's nobody else here? It's got to be us. You've got to really try a lot.
Yes. There was a lot of pressure, especially like in sports. I was in freshman. We played a lot, and we got kind of shoved into the varsity roles at a very young age, but I do think it helped me because it really taught me how to persevere and be determined, work hard to live up to the expectations of the coach.
Did you have a favorite among those things?
Definitely basketball, all the fun memories with all the seniors and going to state for 2 years. It was really fun.
Success is always a good time, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. What about you for the future? Where will you be this fall?
I will be at Iowa Western for nursing.
Okay. Why Iowa Western?
My mom went there for her nursing degree, so she kind of pushed me in that direction. Okay. So.
Is mom an influence then with wanting to get into nursing?
Yes, very much so. She has kind of brought me into the medical field world, so I kind of just want to follow her path.
So you have a feel for what you're getting into. Do you know what type of nurse you would like to be?
Not really at the moment. I kind of want to try different specialties just to see what I like the most. So.
Okay, very good. Would you like to stay close to home or do you want to spread your wings a bit?
I kind of plan to stay local. I don't really like big cities, so I'm definitely going to come back and work in a local hospital.
Okay, excellent. Talk about those eighth graders then. What should they know as they get ready to venture into high school in the fall?
Push yourself to try hard things, like the hard classes. You're going to make so many memories with all your peers in there. Just getting better and like with sports and extracurriculars, it's going to make you a better person in the end.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. It's been Ladies' Day here so far. We're going to change that up now. You are?
Yeah. My name's Aiden Flathers.
All right. Introduce us to your family.
I'm the son of Steve and Kenzie Flathers.
Okay. What about teachers? Tell us about the teachers you liked.
I haven't really had any bad experiences with teachers throughout the year, or any actually throughout high school the whole time. But one of my favorite teachers that I look back on was a Spanish teacher, Mrs. Munoz. She was from Spain, so she's gone now. But when she was here, me and my friends, we took a class with her, and it was just – it's one of the most memorable ones for sure. We laughed, and we actually learned a lot, and she kept interesting learning about her culture.
Okay, excellent. Well, yeah, you get firsthand knowledge of exactly what she's talking about. Exactly. Talk a little bit about the coursework. What did you enjoy aside from Spanish?
Yeah. I took, just like these girls, I took the harder route. I took chemistry, which led into physics, which we're in now. And I took some accounting, which I mixed it up this year, which is kind of a challenging course. I took some math, but I had fun, yeah, obviously in Spanish. I tried a woods class last year, was welding, and we got to work on a little shed we were building, which I thought was fun. And I've also tried out foods and arts classes. I kind of got a little mix of everything.
Okay, very good. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of variety there, too. What about extracurricular activities for you?
I played basketball all 4 years. I did golf the first 2 years, and then last year I went out for track, but I went back out for golf this year. I did district speech. I was in the school play once, and that's not how I remember it. I'm a member of National Honor Society. I was in student council my freshman year. Right now I'm the treasurer and an officer in the Leo group. I've been in there, or Leo Leadership Club. I've been in there since freshman year. And also, something I do outside of school is play my guitar. I've been playing guitar for about 11 years now.
Oh, very good. Busy, awful busy. How do you organize your life?
I guess like Emily said, I just kind of take it day by day, I guess. Try not to get too stressed about the future and just kind of roll with the punches, I guess.
All right, very good. What about you in the fall? Where will you be?
Right now I'm leaning on attending Simpson College.
Okay. Why Simpson?
For my major. I plan on majoring in health services leadership. It's called different things at different places. Sometimes it's called healthcare management. Sometimes it's called hospital administration. But I felt like that had the best curriculum that's going to set me up for success.
Okay. So you kind of have a career path chosen already. Is there someone that kind of turned you on to that?
Well, that's what I'm leaning to right now. I'm kind of go back and forth. I've also, our assistant basketball coach, he's a prosthetist. He makes prosthetics for amputees, and he kind of threw that at me this year. And I'm going to go job chat him sometime and get a little glimpse of that, because I think that's kind of a cool job. And he does it for veterans too. So I think that's an impactful job. So I'm going to experience that too, and I'm going to make up my mind there.
You never know what might be attractive to you until you get a chance to get exposed to it a little bit. Very good. Give those eighth graders some advice then. What should they know before they get started?
Just like these girls said, try to be involved in a variety of different things. Try some things out. If you don't like it, then you know no one's forcing you to do it. You don't have to keep doing it. And yeah, just like they said, be kind too.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Aiden Flathers, Emily Bricker, Hannah Nelson, Haley Snyder. They're some of the tops of the class of 2024 at Exira EHK High School.